It is not Geraldine Steele. Geraldine is out today. My name is Shaletta Brundage. I'm filling in. I'll be here for another hour. And then from 10 to 11 o'clock, we'll have a replay of WCCO Conversations. But right now, it is center stage. We're talking arts, entertainment. We've got a new children's book author. I'm so excited I get to talk to Rohan Preston. But first up, Kevin Kling is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And honey, love is in the air. Hearts are on fire. He's got a Valentine's Day event coming up at the O'Shaughnessy Theater at St. Catharines University. Kevin, I'm going to tell you something. You mess around and let me get all excited and hot and bothered at your Hearts on Fire Valentine's Day event. I get pregnant. I'm sending you the payment for the child support, okay? All right? I'm not going to your event and getting all falling all in love again and getting pregnant, okay? I'm not going to do it, Kevin. I'm not doing it. I'm sending you the child support payment. I'm putting you on notice. I'm putting you on notice.
That's the best intro I've ever had. Oh, God, thank you.
Oh, shucks. Now, tell me about this event, the Love Show, Hearts on Fire. Everybody knows how amazing the O'Shaughnessy Theater is at St. Catharines University. Yeah, what have you have planned that night?
Well, we just got a great crew of singers, and I'm going to tell a bunch of stories. But, yeah, it is. It's all to put the heart on fire, and, We did have a couple 1 year. They wrote, we've been doing this thing since 2009, but it's a different show every year. But somebody wrote 1 year and they said, I went on my first date to the Love Show and we're still married. And
gosh.
You're right. It does lead to things. But it's also it's for families and people just it's for every kind of love in the book. So it's not just Hearts on Fire. It's everything.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how can folks get tickets? How can people make sure that they attend? What time does it start? How much does it cost? Give me all the details. I don't want people to miss out on this event.
No, and thank you so much for having me on. This is really nice. It's at the O'Shaughnessy, and you can just go to their website for tickets. But the tickets range from $10 for seniors. I mean, you can't beat that deal. And they just go up to 28, and it's a great deal, and it's great for, entire families. And it's 7 o'clock, the show starts on Tuesday night, and it is. It's just a lot of fun and a lot of music, and music all across the board. There's some R&B and gospel and a little bit of, kind of everything. There's country western, and I think the main selling point, I think, is just the people involved. It's Bradley Greenwald and Dane Stauffer, Prudence Johnson, Kalati Schmidt, Simone Perrin. It's just they're really wonderful, amazing singers. So, it's just a great night.
And you know what I appreciate about it too is that for times like a Valentine's Day, when you have children. It is difficult to find someone to babysit. Because, look, these little young people want to be with their loved ones, too. And so, you want to go somewhere. You want to spend time with the people that you love. And this is great because you can also bring the kids. This is a family-friendly event.
It really is. every single story and song, it's just. It's for all kinds of love, family. I mean, there's dog love in it. If you love something or somebody, this is the show for you. And every year, there's such a warmth in the audience. It is one of my favorite. It's one of the highlights of my years to get to be in that room with a room full of people and the hearts are just open. It's really something.
And people come expecting to love. They come expecting to laugh. And you always give it to them. You've been doing this show since 2009. If you've been there, come back. If you haven't, grab everybody in your family to come and see it. The Love Show, Hearts on Fire, February 14th at the O'Shaughnessy Theater at St. Catherine University. Kevin Kling, thank you so much for being on Steel Talking. We totally appreciate it.
Oh, you've been wonderful. Thank you.
All right. And you all stick around. Do not go anywhere. We've got more Steel Talking coming up. Before we get to our next guest, we've got to say Kansas City Chiefs have won the Super Bowl. Congratulations to all those Chiefs fans out there. Patrick Mahomes is being interviewed now. He'll probably be in Disneyland tomorrow, but right now he is crying. He is congratulating. He is celebrating this hard-fought victory. And, you know, it is just amazing. They are the Super Bowl champs. And you know what? For those of you who don't enjoy football, or for those of you who just love me so much, you're hanging out tonight. Thank you for being here on Steel Talking. Geraldine's out. I'm in. My name is Shaletta Brundage. And that music that you heard, honey, you can hear more of that. Because Mark Lawson is going to tell us all about a new tribute he's doing to Tom Petty. He is the band leader of Free Fallin', and he is joining us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Mark, thank you so much for being on the show with me tonight.
Good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Okay, now tell us about, okay, first of all, you can't get better than Tom Petty. You're going to be doing a show at the Old Log Theater, and you are paying tribute to Tom Petty. Give us the scoop. When is the show? Where can we get tickets? Because, honey, let me tell you something. Baby, Tom Petty, know he can keep a show rocking. So if you just do one song all night from Tom Petty, you got it good, and you're doing a whole tribute.
That's exactly right. We're at the Old Log Theater Saturday the 18th. It's our first time into that venue. We're really excited about being there. Free Fallin' has been paying tribute to Tom Petty now for 16 years.
Wow.
We've toured and traveled all over the United States.
Yeah.
We've played some pretty incredible venues. As a matter of fact, 2018, the year after Tom Petty passed away, we got invited to go down to Gainesville, Florida, Tom's hometown.
Really?
And play for the birthday celebration for Tom.
Oh.
It was amazing. 26,000 people from all over the world showed up at that event. It was phenomenal.
Okay, and you're going to give us some of that at the Old Log Theater at your Tom Petty tribute. When is it? How can people get tickets?
They're available online. I don't remember the Old Log's website, but I think it's oldlog.com, if I'm not mistaken. Should be pretty easy to find. The Old Log Theater is located in Excelsior, Minnesota. It's been around for a long, long time. It's one of those venues that's been there for many, many years. We're really excited about playing there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And tell me about the show. What songs do you have lined up? I mean, when you started talking about Tom Petty, his catalog is amazing. How do you pick the songs?
Yeah, well, you know, his catalog is deep. It's well over 400 songs. And our show that we're doing at the Old Log is going to be 2 hours. And everything we play is stuff that you've heard on the radio. We will be doing some Traveling Wilburys tunes as well, which Tom played with, you know, the guys in the Traveling Wilburys. So we'll do a couple of those songs, too.
Oh, man, that sounds like fun. Now, how long does it take to get ready for an event like this? A big concert at the Old Log Theater, playing all these amazing Tom Petty tunes. You got some serious Tom Petty fans coming, okay? And they're going to be ready for you to bring it. How do you get geared up for an event like this?
Well, like I said, we've been doing this for 16 years now, so we've got a pretty solid performance that we've put together. And, you know, we're typically there, you know, day of show, we're there relatively early to get set up and sound check, and we've got some stage props to get ready and things of that nature. And, of course, all the guys are dressed in appropriate costumes and whatnot. It's something that we all really love doing.
I am so excited about this event. And, you know, the Olog Theater is an amazing place to be, to bring your friends and family and enjoy a night on the town. You know, for so long, we didn't get a chance to go out. You know, we were locked up in the house with COVID, and now we're back. We're back out in community. We're back out, you know, having fun and doing fun stuff. And so it's just, it's so nice that we are able to see and enjoy, you know, concerts and get together and listen to some good music, especially some Tom Petty. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to it.
I think we're finally over the hump. I think people are finally getting comfortable with going back out again. And it's great. We're seeing great audiences wherever we go. And from what I hear, we're going to have a really good audience at the Olog Theater.
Yep, that is Saturday, February 18th. As part of the Excelsior Bay Concert Series, 7:30 p.m. Old Log Theater in Excelsior, Free Falling, the Tom Petty Concert Experience. People can go to oldlog.com to pick up their tickets. And, you know, it's so amazing that, you know, this music that Tom Petty left behind when he left us, it is going to live on forever, isn't it?
I believe it will. It's a very, very straightforward, good songwriting. And it's just like all kinds of great art. You know, the message means something mm-hmm. different to everybody, but the message is always there. And Tom is a true genius when it came to songwriting.
How does it feel for you to be an ambassador of his legacy? Have you ever thought about yourself like that? Like, he is gone, but you are making sure that his music lives on for the next generation of fans to embrace him. As people bring their kids and grandkids and nieces mm-hmm. and nephews to these shows, they may be hearing Tom Petty for the first time.
You know, you're touching on something that we hear at every show. We get a lot of, it's interesting, even though Tom, you know, started playing in the late 70s, you know, you'd think that his demographic, the people that come to the shows, are older folks. But we see a lot of millennials. We see a lot of 20-somethings that come out. And I hear it at every concert. They'll come up to me after the show and say, my mom listened to Tom Petty. I never got to see him live. Thank you for what you're doing. And that just means so much to all of us in the band.
Oh, my gosh. And you're going to hear more of that at the Olog Theater when you perform that Tom Petty concert experience. Free Falling is going to be there doing what Free Falling does Saturday, February 18th at 7:30 p.m. in Excelsior. This is going to be amazing. It is an absolute, if you're looking for something to buy for somebody you love, that is fun, event-driven, something different and new that they can go out and have a good time. This is a great Valentine's Day gift. You can get those tickets, print them out, put them in a little Valentine's Day card, and that's something fun for folks to do that night.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're spot on. Yeah.
That's it. That's it, baby. So make sure y'all go to olog.com and make sure you support our local musicians and artists so they can keep on doing the work that they do, which is to entertain, inspire, and motivate us in song and in theater. That's what this portion of Geraldine's show is all about. Mark Larson, thank you so much, and good luck on Saturday's event. I can't wait to hear all the details.
Great. I can't wait to meet everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you out there.
All right. And y'all don't go anywhere. I'm talking with my favorite theater critic. Well, he's the only theater critic I know. Rohan Preston is coming up next. It is not Geraldine Steele. It is Shaletta Brundage. I am in for Geraldine Steele. It is my honor to be here for Center Stage, her favorite portion of the show. After, of course, her segment with her son, Michael. And one of the people that I know for sure that she enjoys talking to more than anybody is Rohan Preston, lead theater critic at the Star Tribune newspaper. Rohan, thank you so much for being on the show.
I am so delighted to be with you and And to also know that you're doing double work of hosting and watching the Super Bowl at the same time.
And you know what? I'm doing my taxes. I'm eating. And I'm folding a load of laundry. Because for some reason, you men can't do more than one thing at a time. Like, I can do all that. Like, I'll be checking emails. I have some food on the fire. I have a load in the washer, a load in the dryer. I'll be on the phone. And I'll be posting something on social media. And then, you know, Sean is like, I'm like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm ironing the kids something. For church. I'm like, that's all you're doing is ironing? You can only do one thing at a time. Can you, while you're ironing, do you mind whipping up some pancakes or something? Do something other than one thing.
Cook something. Cook a meal.
Right, cook a meal.
You know, song.
Comb the girl's hair, get the boys an edge up. Can you do more than one thing at a time, please? Please, I'm begging you. I'm so glad you are joining me tonight. You know, I'm just absolutely amazed at everybody who, you know, is on the show. You know, it is Super Bowl Sunday. People are being invited to parties. You know, they're watching the game at home with the family and friends. And you hanging out with me. Okay, so are you a football fan? You just going to hang out with me? I mean, what's the deal?
I'm a huge football fan. I've watched, obviously, I'm disappointed that our Vikings didn't make it to the Super Bowl. But it was a really, really good game here to watch. And I was rooting for Jalen Hurts. I thought that the end, it was a great game, but the ending was affected by the officiating, which I never like to see. Passing, you know, that holding call was a bad one, basically.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes you gotta let it go. Like,
all right, hold on a second.
Say, let
hold
it go.
On a second. I want to chime in here. I want to chime.
I'm sorry.
No, I am not.
Is it time for commercial break? Have we gone on too long? What are you interrupting for?
That was a hold on that final call. He held him at the line of scrimmage when he was trying to make his breakout. I am going to defend the Kansas City Chiefs, the now Super Bowl champions. Thank you very much. And I'm done bragging.
You know what?
Listen, they let that go. I think they should have just let that go.
They should have let it go.
The Chiefs may have won it either way, but you know, there's an opportunity there for it to go to overtime and all of that.
I will say this: it did take the air out of the ending of the game. Because if Kansas City can get that first down, then they do the exact same thing. But they don't have the benefit of the call. So, yes, it did take the air out of the game, and it would have been exciting to see if Philadelphia could have marched the ball down the field in 2 minutes and gotten either in position for a tie or in position for the win. But as a biased Kansas City Chiefs fan, I'm glad they did not get that opportunity. And there have been calls that have gone both ways, against and for, and against and for, and against and for. So
not at the last minute in the Super Bowl, Jonathan.
I try to be fair.
Does not sound like you're trying to be fair.
This time I'm greedy. I'm greedy.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're not being fair. You're not being fair at all. It's not even going down like that. Mm-hmm. See,
yeah,
Rohan.
There are I think, two or three calls in the game that were questionable. But it was a fantastic game. It really was. And, you know, I felt it was interesting. Philly just went out, and they were so strong and so dominant in the first half that they didn't change and didn't, you know, when Andy Reid changed his game plan for the second, they didn't respond. They didn't have a response because they were still playing the same game that they played in the first half. So,
I just don't like when the officials are the focus of the game. You know, it's not the NFL officials; it's the NFL football, and I just don't feel like at the end of the game, especially in the Super Bowl, It is not Geralyn Steele. It is Shaletta Brundage. I am in for Geralyn Steele. It is my honor to be here for Center Stage, her favorite portion of the show, after, of course, her segment with her son, Michael. And one of the people that I know for sure that she enjoys talking to more than anybody is Rohan Preston, lead theater critic at the Star Tribune newspaper. Rohan, thank you so much for being on the show.
I am so delighted to be with you and to also know that you're doing double work of hosting and watching the Super Bowl at the same time.
And you know what? I'm doing my taxes. I'm eating. And I'm folding a load of laundry. Because for some reason, you men can't do more than one thing at a time. Like, I can do all that. Like, I'll be checking emails. I have some food on the fire. I have a load in the washer, a load in the dryer. I'll be on the phone. And I'll be posting something on social media. And then, you know, Sean is like, I'm like, what are you doing? He was like, I'm doing what you told me to do. I'm ironing the kids something. For church. I'm like, that's all you're doing is ironing? You can only do one thing at a time. Can you, while you're ironing, do you mind whipping up some pancakes or something? Do something other than one thing.
Cook something. Cook a meal.
Right, cook a meal.
You know, sing a song.
Comb the girls' hair, get the boys an edge up. Can you do more than one thing at a time, please? Please, I'm begging you. I'm so glad you are joining me tonight. You know, I'm just absolutely amazed at everybody who, you know, is on the show. You know, it is Super Bowl Sunday. People are being invited to parties. You know, they're watching the game at home with the family and friends. And you hanging out with me. Okay, so are you a football fan? You just going to hang out with me? I mean, what's the deal?
I'm a huge football fan. I've watched, obviously, I'm disappointed that our Vikings didn't make it to the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
But it was a really, really good game here to watch. And I was rooting for Jalen Hurts. I thought that the end, it was a great game, but the ending was affected by the officiating, which I never like to see. Passing, you know, that holding call was a bad one, basically.
Yeah, you know? Sometimes you gotta let it go. Like,
all right, hold on a second.
Say, let
hold
it go.
On a second. I want to chime in here. I want to chime.
I'm sorry.
No, huh? No, I am
is
not.
Is it time for commercial break?
Chiefs like
is
that.
It time for bro, commercial break?
Bro,
have we gone on
you.
Too long?
Bro,
what are you,
you
interrupting for?
That was a hold on that final call. He held him at the line of scrimmage when he was trying to make his breakout. I am going to defend the Kansas City Chiefs, the now Super Bowl champions. Thank you very much. And I'm done bragging.
You know
no,
what?
Listen, they let that go. I think they should have just let that go. The Chiefs,
Jonathan, they should have let it go.
The Chiefs may have won it either way, but you know, there's an opportunity there for it to go to overtime and all of that.
I will say this: it did take the air out of the ending of the game. Because if Kansas City can get that first down, then they do the exact same thing. But they don't have the benefit of the call. So, yes, it did take the air out of the game, and it would have been exciting to see if Philadelphia could have marched the ball down the field in 2 minutes and gotten either in position for a tie or in position for the win. But as a biased Kansas City Chiefs fan, I'm glad they did not get that opportunity. And there have been calls that have gone both ways, against and for, and against and for, and against and for. So
not at the last minute in the Super Bowl, Jonathan.
I try to be fair.
Does not sound like you're trying to be fair.
This time I'm greedy.
Yeah. I was going to say, you're not being fair. You're not being fair at all. It's not even going down like that. See,
yeah,
Rohan.
There are I think, two or three calls in the game that were questionable. But it was a fantastic game. It really was. And, you know, I felt it was interesting. Philly just went out, and they were so strong and so dominant in the first half that they didn't change and didn't, you know, when Andy Reid changed his game plan for the second, they didn't respond. They didn't have a response because they were still playing the same game that they played in the first half. So,
I just don't like when the officials are the focus of the game. You know, it's not the NFL officials; it's the NFL football, and I just don't feel like at the end of the game, especially in the Super Bowl, that it should be. Especially on a whole. I mean, you know, that's something, you know, you had to let it go. You know, even when you're a parent, sometimes you see your kid doing something and you're like, he think I didn't see him, but I'm going to go ahead and let that go. Because it's not that big. You know, I'm going to get him next time. Oh, you know what? She think that I don't know that she did that. I'm going to go ahead and let it go. Because you don't call everything as a parent, okay? You don't call every single thing. Rohan, you know this. When it's something big, then you call. Now, hey, flag on the play.
You didn't get
your homework done. I see the zero on your book. Call your teacher. Flag on the play. But you don't call every little ticky-tack thing that your kid does. Otherwise, you spend your whole day, night, weekend, and every moment, except for when they sleeping, calling out everything they did wrong. So I just think officiating need to be more like parenting, Rohan. You don't call every little thing.
I'm from your mouth of the NFL's ears, Roger Goodell's ears, you know, we're going to have to tell him that we're going to get a bunch of moms to start officiating this.
See, I will be the lead official. Hey, you better get back over here. Now, you know you hit him. Get over here and apologize. I know your mama raised you better than that. This don't make no sense. Where's your mama sitting at? Hazel, get down here and talk to your boy. You know what? You go on over to the sideline. Your mama come and talk to you. We're going to keep playing football. You come over here when you get your heart right. That is so perfect, Rohan. We're going to, you know what? Yes, we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to do that. Now, you've been getting out and about. What is going on in the theater world? We've been talking to
a lot of singers, but we have not been talking about theater.
What's going on?
Amazing things are going on. So a show that closed tonight, A Soldier's Tale, the order we brought it in at the Fitzgerald, it was fantastic. I got to see it. Eugene Lee and Norm Lewis were the stars. It's an ensemble piece, but this is a story about a murder. And Charles Fuller wrote this play, it won the Pulitzer. And it's a story about a murder at a sergeant in the South for a black company, a black sergeant in a black company. And there are lots of suspects and so it's a whodunit, and it was really beautifully done at the Fitzgerald. And then there's some really wonderful plays. The Guthrie has Blues for an Alabama Sky, which is just exquisite. Pearl Clegg wrote the play. Nicole A. Watson directed it. It stars Broadway actor Kimberly Marable, and it's a set just at the end of the Harlem Renaissance, beginning of the Depression, as people's lives are sort of being pinched by hardship.
Yeah.
And so it's about dreams and you know, what do you want to do? How do you do it? And different characters, they're not a family, but they're living in Harlem and they live like a family and how they pursue their dreams. So that's beautiful. And over at Theater Latte Da, Hello Dolly has been produced over there. Kelly Foster Water directed that show. Regina Marie Williams is a star of it as Dolly. And it's gorgeous. It's just simply gorgeous. So lots of wonderful, wonderful theater on stage here now as we ramp up for the new year.
Okay. I got somebody I love. I want to take them somewhere for Valentine's Day. I can't go to all the stuff you're talking about. If you had to suggest one of the productions.
A perfect one. Love Letters at Chen Hassan Dinner Theater. Don Shelby and Nancy Carson are doing, two former news anchors, are reading during this play, A.R. Gurney wrote the play, it's beautiful. And so I would recommend that as one thing. I also know that this past weekend, there were a bunch of concerts at the Dakota, Valentine concerts. Those are always, always great. But I the Chanhassen thing is good because you can do dinner out there as well and show, you know, so that's really good. Of course, you could do the same at the Dakota. And there, you know, I would recommend the shows that I suggested, Booster and Alabama Sky, Hello Dolly, and restaurants around those theaters as well.
Okay, now you and your lady love have been kicking it tough for a long time. Valentine's Day is Tuesday. You have bought her every gift that she could ever want, taking her every place that she could ever want to be. What's on the agenda for this year?
So here's the thing, and yesterday was my wife's birthday as well. So what I'm doing now is, you know, you can do one special gift, this, that, the other, but a thing. But I'm trying to do experiences. So we had an architectural tour of a particular home, a dream home, beyond dream home, that you know, I was able to arrange. And so we had that for her birthday. Then we had lunch planned and dinner planned. And the tour was so overwhelming and so great that it wiped out all the other plans.
You peaked too early. You peaked too early.
Because I had a whole day planned of activities, and we were able to do some things, but we were just gobsmacked, just in awe. And just like didn't have the bandwidth for the other things. So we were able to eat well. We ate well and all of that. But it's a fascinating thing where, you know, you line up, and this is an advice for vacation too. You line up like 3-4 things in a day, and it becomes like, okay, we're going to go here and then here and then here. And it turns out that, no, you just need to line up maybe 2 things max.
Or one. You know? Yeah. See, I'm 51 now, and so I'm realizing that I got one really cool thing in me. And then after that, I have to take a nap. Because we went to see a production in New Orleans, and we had dinner first, and then we had Phantom of the Opera. I never saw the dude with his mask on. I was asleep before the Phantom came out. And when I woke up, everybody was clapping. I never saw the Phantom.
Oh my God.
I never saw the Phantom. And so he was like,
You probably had a big meal then, right?
I did. And he was like, your mouth was open, your head was back. It was so embarrassing. I was like, did I snore? He was like, did you snore? Rohan, he tried to wake me up. He said it was not even no waking you up. He said, and then you had the nerve at the end when everybody was clapping to jump up and start clapping. People were laughing at me.
Oh, that's too funny. But here's the thing, though. I'm surprised to hear that, because for me, that would be an occupational hazard, and I could never, and I've never,
you never fell. You mean to tell me when the lights go out after you have had a good hard meal or you worked all day, you ain't never gnawed it off. You ain't never just like blinked and took a
Nope, I can't. Because, I mean, but the other thing is I don't eat I have a moderate thing or light thing to eat. I never am full where my body needs to like essentially concentrate on that as opposed to, you know, but some of it is habits and stuff like that. And like, you know, I'm not going to be drinking, before I should have, you know, like.
Oh yeah, because I was drinking and eating, baby, and I got off in there. We were in New Orleans. I think it was the Sanger Theater, and honey, the Phantom was coming out, and I promise, I never saw the Phantom. That's how long and quickly I fell asleep.
That is funny.
Oh my God.
Have you seen it since?
That was the last time he took me. He said he was not going to spend no more money ever again in life on tickets to the theater for me because it was a very embarrassing moment. People were laughing. And then I just can't even imagine because he said, and I remember doing this. He said he tried to wake me up. I don't remember that part. And then he said at the end when everybody was clapping and stuff, he said, I just jumped up and I started clapping like I had seen the thing. And everybody around me was just like cracking up laughing because they knew. He said your head was back and you were snoring. There was nothing I could
That's too funny. Well, you were support and you were supportive of the cast at the end. So
That's it. I'm supporting theater. That's all that matters. The ticket got bought and the seat was full. Hallelujah. Well, happy Valentine's Day. Tell your lady happy birthday.
I will. Now, are you do you mind sharing what you guys are doing for Valentine's?
We're not doing anything. Since we're divorced, I don't know if him and his girlfriend are doing something or he's planning on, you know, hanging out with me and the kids. I don't know. We'll probably just like be at the house. I know I'll be at the house with the kids. And if he's here, you know, great. If not, oh, well, I got to get a boyfriend or something, you know, something.
And then a reality show.
And then, right, or maybe the reality show will get the boyfriend. I don't know. Either way it goes. Oh, my God. It is always fun chatting with you, Rohan Preston Lee, theater critic.
It's wonderful, Shaletta. Thank you.
At the Star Tribune. You're welcome. Have a great night. Happy Valentine's Day. And oh my God, y'all know how much I love children's books. We have a children's book author. She's a newbie. She's a daughter of a friend of WCCO Radio. And she is coming up next. It is not Geraldine Steele. It is Shaletta Brundage. I am in for my friend. It is Center Stage. And speaking of friends, a friend of the show's daughter has a new children's book out. I am so excited to talk to Amy Gleason on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Amy, thank you so much for joining the show.
Hi there. Thank you. This is super exciting to talk to you.
Okay, so I saw your dad. He is so proud of you. He posted on Facebook that you had your first children's book out, and I responded right away and said, I want to make sure to get your daughter on this show tonight to talk about her book. You got to tell everybody who your dad is now.
My dad is George Shire, and he has written a couple of books about the old school wrestling for that world. And I guess he's just a proud dad.
He is very proud, and rightfully so. This children's book that you have out now is amazing. Tell everyone the title and the story behind the story.
All right. So the book is called Penguin's Journey Home, and the little character is just a little penguin that falls asleep one night thinking he's just so cold in his world, and he just thinks, I don't like this, it's too cold, and he starts to think about what it would be like to live somewhere else, and he journeys through different habitats, I guess, you know, a desert, the ocean, outer space, jungle, and he finds in each one that, you know, maybe this really isn't a good fit for me either. And it turns out, well, I don't want to be the spoiler, so I won't tell you what happens at the end, but let's just say it's a good happy ending where he finds that the snow is just not always whiter on the other side of the igloo.
Oh, okay. Now, how did you come to write this story?
Well, actually, when I was in college, I was a big sister for Big Brothers Big Sisters program, and I was paired up with a little boy who was about 7 or 8 for the couple of years we were together. And he loved his toy stuffed animals, and he had stuffed animals. And I bought him one as a gift for his birthday at near the end of our time, our relationship together. Mm-hmm. And when I was going to send it to him, and when I sent him the toy, I thought, you know, this little animal needs a story. Like, I can't just send a animal without a story. So I just got out all my papers. I'm kind of a crafter and artist type person, and I crafted up a little book. And this one happened to be about a mouse, and I created this mousey book. And then after that, I just thought, I really like doing this. What other little toy can I make a book about? So suddenly the penguin popped into my head, and I live in Minnesota, and it's winter, and this time of year I start to think about how, you know, maybe it'd be nice to live somewhere warmer. So I kind of wrote that through the penguin, and here we are.
I love it. I love it. Now tell people where they can get a copy of your book. How can they pick it up to support you in the work that you're doing?
Thank you. Right now it's available online. It's a self-published book, so the website is called store.bookbaby.com. And if you go there, you just type in my name, or you could type in the title, and it'll pop right up.
All right. Spell that out for us so we make sure we get to the right site.
Sure. It's store, S-T-O-R-E, dot bookbaby, B-O-O-K-B-A-B-Y, .com.
Oh, my gosh. That is so amazing. And how much is the book?
This one's a hardcover, and it is $24.99.
Okay, and are you going to have it available, or will it be available on Kindle so that the kids can download it to their device?
Yeah, right now I am not doing anything on, you know, like Kindle or anything. It's just I want books in hands. I want people reading a book and turning the pages and smelling it, as some people have told me they love the smell of new books. So,
girl, yes, ma'am.
That's the route we're taking right now.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's so amazing because we still do family reading time at our house every day for 30 minutes from 4 to 4:30. Everybody in the house grabs a book. They sit down somewhere and they read. And it's not device. It's not, on the phone. It is not on the laptop. It is old school, pick up a book and read. And so I am so excited about this new book. I'm so excited for you, Miss Amy. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank
it's been
you.
Amazing. And congratulations on getting this book out into the universe. This is a beautiful
thing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Shaletta. I appreciate it.
All right. Tell your dad we said hi.
I sure will. I'm sure he's listening, so hi.
All right. And, you know, Jonathan, that's the thing about this social media. It is a game changer. It is connecting people. It is letting folks know in real time what is happening out in the world. I just was scrolling on Facebook tonight and just happened to look up and see that, hey, there's George's daughter, Amy. She's got a new children's book out. She's trying to spread the word. That's what WCCO radio is for. You know, y'all want to go out and listen to XM radio and, you know, plug into this, that, or the other. But, you know, the Good Neighbor Station has always been a good neighbor to our community, whether that is your next door neighbor or your friends online. And Howard Stern ain't going to give you a chance to shout out your daughter and talk about her book, or, you know, promote an event that you've got coming up in your community. That's what we're here for, and that is the power of radio. That is the power of the Good Neighbor Station, and that is so why it's so important that you support local radio. And where else are you going to hear the Timberwolves play? You know, that's what we do. We the home of the Timberwolves. And Timberwolves basketball returns tomorrow as they travel to Dallas D-Town to take on the Mavericks. Pre-game is at 7. Tip-off is at 7:30. Right here on WCCO radio. And so I am so excited that, you know, Timberwolves basketball can be heard here live You know, people can listen and tune in and hear all the action. And, you know, that's just what we do. We've got Jason and Dan going down to Florida. I heard that, Jonathan, were we supposed to apply for that? Because I don't remember anything popping up in my email about me getting the chance. I ought to have the right to first refusal. Jason just got here. How he get to go to Florida before I did?
I'm not even getting into that. That is interpersonal workings that you need to work out with management.
I'm working it out right now. You know what? I'm not going to send an email off. I'm going to send out a tweet. Check me out on Twitter. Show's over, but I'm going to social media. We'll see y'all next time. It is not Geraldine Steele. It is Shaletta Brundage. I am in for my friend. It is Center Stage. And speaking of friends, a friend of the show's daughter has a new children's book out. I am so excited to talk to Amy Gleason on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Amy, thank you so much for joining the show.
Hi there. Thank you. This is super exciting to talk to you.
Okay, so I saw your dad. He is so proud of you. He posted on Facebook that you had your first children's book out, and I responded right away and said, I want to make sure to get your daughter on this show tonight to talk about her book. You got to tell everybody who your dad is now.
My dad is George Shire, and he has written a couple of books about the old school wrestling for that world. And I guess he's just a proud dad.
He is very proud, and rightfully so. This children's book that you have out now is amazing. Tell everyone the title and the story behind the story.
All right. So the book is called Penguin's Journey Home, and the little character is just a little penguin that falls asleep one night thinking he's just so cold in his world, and he just thinks, I don't like this, it's too cold. And he starts to think about what it would be like to live somewhere else, and he journeys through different habitats, I guess, you know, a desert, the ocean, outer space, jungle, and he finds in each one that, you know, maybe this really isn't a good fit for me either. And it turns out, well, I don't want to be the spoiler, so I won't tell you what happens at the end, but let's just say it's a good happy ending where he finds that the snow is just not always whiter on the other side of the igloo.
Oh, okay. Now, how did you come to write this story?
Well, actually, when I was in college, I was a big sister for Big Brothers Big Sisters program. Mm-hmm. And I was paired up with a little boy who was about 6, 7, or 8 for the couple of years we were together. And he loved his toy stuffed animals, and he had stuffed animals. And I bought him one as a gift for his birthday at near the end of our relationship together. Mm-hmm. And when I was going to send it to him, and when I sent him the toy, I thought, you know, this little animal needs a story. Like, I can't just send a animal without a story. So I just got out all my papers. I'm kind of a crafter and artist type person. And I crafted up a little book. And this one happened to be about a mouse. And I created this mousey book. And then after that, I just thought, I really like doing this. What other little toy can I make a book about? So suddenly the penguin popped into my head. And I live in Minnesota, and it's winter. And this time of year, I start to think about how, you know, maybe it'd be nice to live somewhere warmer. So I kind of wrote that through the penguin, and here we are.
I love it. I love it. Now tell people where they can get a copy of your book. How can they pick it up to support you in the work that you're doing?
Thank you. Right now it's available online. It's a self-published book, so the website is called store.bookbaby.com. And if you go there, you just type in my name, or you could type in the title, and it'll pop right up.
All right. Spell that out for us so we make sure we get to the right site.
Sure. It's store, STORE, dot bookbaby, BOOKBABY, dot com.
Oh, my gosh. That is so amazing. And how much is the book?
This one's a hardcover, and it is $24.99.
Okay. And are you going to have it available, or will it be available on Kindle so that the kids can download it to their device?
Yeah, right now I am not doing anything, like Kindle or anything. It's just I want books in hands. I want people reading a book and turning the pages and smelling it, as some people have told me they love the smell of new books. So,
girl, yes, ma'am.
That's the route we're taking right now.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's so amazing because we still do family reading time at our house every day for 30 minutes. From 4 to 4:30, everybody in the house grabs a book. They sit down somewhere and they read. And it's not device. It's not, on the phone. It is not on the laptop. It is old school. Pick up a book and read. And so I am so excited about this new book. I'm so excited for you, Miss Amy. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. It's been amazing.
And congratulations on getting this book out into the universe. This is a beautiful
thing.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Shalette. I appreciate it.
All right. Tell your dad we said hi.
I sure will. I'm sure he's listening, so hi.
All right. And, you know, Jonathan, that's the thing about this social media. It is a game changer. It is connecting people. It is letting folks know in real time what is happening out in the world. I just was scrolling on Facebook tonight and just happened to look up and see that, hey, there's George's daughter, Amy. She's got a new children's book out. She's trying to spread the word. That's what WCCO radio is for. You know, y'all want to go out and listen to XM radio and you know, plug into this, that, or the other. But, you know, the Good Neighbor Station has always been a good neighbor to our community, whether that is your next door neighbor or your friends online. And Howard Stern ain't going to give you a chance to shout out your daughter and talk about her book, or, you know, promote an event that you've got coming up in your community. That's what we're here for. And that is the power of radio. That is the power of the Good Neighbor Station. And that is so why it's so important that you support local radio. And where else are you going to hear the Timberwolves play? You know, that's what we do. We the home of the Timberwolves. And Timberwolves basketball returns tomorrow as they travel to Dallas D-Town to take on the Mavericks. Pre-game is at 7. Tip-off is at 7:30 right here on WCCO Radio. And so I am so excited that, you know, Timberwolves basketball can be heard here live. You know, people can listen and tune in and hear all the action. And, you know, that's just what we do. We've got Jason and Dan going down to Florida. I heard that, Jonathan, were we supposed to apply for that? Because I don't remember anything popping up in my email about me getting the chance. I ought to have the right to first refusal. Jason just got here. How he get to go to Florida before I did?
I'm not even getting into that. That is interpersonal workings that you need to work out with management.
I'm working it out right now. You know what? I'm not going to send an email off. I'm going to send out a tweet. Check me out on Twitter. Show's over, but I'm going to social media. We'll see y'all next time.